The realities of working in sales. Working in sales isn't just about landing big deals every day, as any salesperson will tell you. The daily routine often involves making call after call, which can be pretty unexciting. Traditional sales techniques can be lazy and repetitive. A salesperson might start by talking about a client's interests, ask open-ended questions to find their needs, explain the product's benefits, address any objections, and then close the deal. For small sales, this approach might work. For instance, you like sports? Sports magazine is for you. Oh, you don't know how to read? Don't worry, there are loads of pictures in the latest issue that I'll be sending you right away. But for larger sales, like replacing a key supplier for a company, the process is much more complex and can take months. In these situations, the four main stages of sales, preliminaries, investigations, demonstration of capabilities, and commitment, become crucial. For example, if you're selling computers, you start by saying you work for HP, preliminaries, explain the technical details of your laptops, demonstration, and try to get the client to agree to buy 10 new laptops, commitment. However, it would be much easier if you could get a quick answer to the question, are you satisfied with your current IT system? The investigation stage is the most important because it's where a salesperson can truly connect with a potential client. Art of closing a deal. Closing a deal means getting a client to agree to buy your product, and even the best salespeople worry about this step. A common closing technique, like asking "Would you prefer a delivery on Monday or Friday?" can work for cheaper items like printers or vacuum cleaners. But for bigger sales, this kind of approach can backfire. Clients might get annoyed or lose interest if they feel pushed into a decision. For example, if a real estate agent says you'll lose a deal if you don't decide in 24 hours, it's more likely to upset you than convince you to sign. In small sales, closing techniques can help speed things up. However, with bigger deals, clients often prefer to take their time. So, what's the best way to get a commitment for a large sale? You need to understand that not every sales attempt has to end in an immediate win or loss. A call can still be useful in setting up a future appointment or demo. So, closing is not the only goal in sales. Instead, focusing on the spin strategy can lead to success. Client needs for better sales. Forget about just closing deals or making the same sales calls over and over. To make a sale, you need to understand your client's needs, which can be complex. A need might start as a small issue but can grow into a big problem that leads to a strong desire for a solution. Needs can develop differently for small sales compared to large sales. For instance, you might impulsively buy a cheap gadget for your office at a local store. But purchasing a whole set of laptops for your marketing team requires careful thought and research. Because of these differences, salespeople must identify and address a client's needs appropriately. Customers with clear needs know exactly what they want, like replacing an old copier with one that prints double-sided. However, customers may also have implied needs that show up as general concerns, such as increasing paper use for their printer. Great salespeople can identify these implied needs. But to make a big sale, you need more than just good listening skills. The key is to turn an implied need into an explicit need. An implied need is a hint that a client might be interested in buying, but it's a weak hint and needs to be made stronger. If you recognize an implied need, you might turn a small sale into a big one. For example, what starts as a $300 printer sale might turn into a $50,000 printing system overhaul. Client needs in sales. To truly understand what your client needs, focus on four key areas using the SPIN framework: situation, problem, implication, and need payoff. This helps you ask the right questions to uncover their requirements. Situation questions, these get you the basic facts, like what computer equipment do you use? Or who is your current internet provider? They're important, but keep them brief to stay engaging. Problem questions, here's where you dig into the heart of the matter. Ask things like, are you satisfied with your internet provider? To find out about their challenges or dissatisfactions. Implication questions, these explore the consequences of your client's problems. Highlighting these helps them see the real impact, such as higher costs or turnover they might not have considered. Need payoff questions, after discussing their issues, focus on solutions. Ask how they plan to solve their company's problems. Your goal is to show them that your solution is not only effective but the most obvious choice. Sales openings. Sales experts emphasize the importance of starting strong with prospective clients, but the reality is that your initial words won't make or break a sale. While light conversation works in smaller sales, it's less effective in larger transactions. For instance, a grocer might ask about a customer's family, but a Porsche salesman doing the same to a stranger risks being seen as unprofessional. Equally ineffective is sounding robotic, reciting memorized lines. Instead, aim for a friendly yet professional balance. Consider what your clients would want to hear if they were in your shoes. The goal of your opening is simple: ask questions that lead smoothly to the next step. For example, "Hello. My name is John from Global Airlines. I'm calling about our latest frequent flyer offer, which could benefit traveling businessmen like you." Once introduced, a good salesperson swiftly moves to business, avoiding wasted time on jokes or forced camaraderie. However, don't rush to present solutions, which may prompt objections. Instead, smoothly transition to outlining the benefits of your product. Product benefits versus features. After using the spin technique and starting your conversation, you move to the demonstrating step, where you need to show your product's benefits. This might seem simple, but it's crucial not to confuse benefits with features. Many salespeople get this wrong by focusing on features or advantages instead of benefits. Features are just facts about a product or service. For example, a car's features might be that it has four doors, is blue, and can reach 200 miles per hour. These details describe the car but don't sell it. Would you buy a car just based on its spec sheet? Advantages show how the product might help the customer, like a car with exceptional gas mileage, using 1 gallon of gas for every 150 miles. While this is a bit more persuasive, it's still just information. Benefits are more powerful because they connect directly to the customer's needs. For example, if you know the customer wants to save money and be eco-friendly, you can offer a new hybrid car that would save him $5,000 per year on gas and help him be environmentally conscious. Here, you're not just listing features but providing a solution to the customer's specific concerns. Handle client objections in the sales. Salespeople often misunderstand a client's objections. Sometimes objections are seen as signs of interest and aren't viewed as problems. Handling objections is a major topic in sales training, and salespeople are taught to rephrase a client's objection in a way that can be addressed. Less skilled salespeople often get the objections they deserve. If you only list product features, you set up the client to expect a high price. Just talking about advantages may also lead to pushback, especially if you haven't understood the client's needs. Usually, clients who don't know their own needs will reject an offer by citing costs or being happy with what they have. A poor salesperson might then try to counter the objections they caused. A skilled salesperson prevents objections from happening in the first place. How? By using spin steps, specifically implication and need payoff questions, you can help the client state their needs clearly. Then, you can offer solutions that meet those needs, gaining their trust and approval. By addressing the root of the client's problem rather than just the symptoms, you are less likely to face objections. The spin strategy. Now's the time to start using the spin strategy in your sales approach. If this feels overwhelming, don't worry. The best way to add spin into your sales practice is to take it one step at a time. Many salespeople try to improve their skills by tackling too much at once. Instead, focus on one spin stage at a time and move on only when you're confident with the previous stage. New techniques, whether in sales or elsewhere, require practice to be effective. This was shown in a study where 200 golf players, after their first private lesson, still felt uneasy with the advice they received, and some even played worse. This is normal. So before you judge a new strategy or behavior, make sure to try it at least 3 times. When practicing, focus on the number of attempts rather than perfection. It's like learning a language, you need to practice a lot and make mistakes to improve. The same goes for the spin strategy. When using new knowledge, don't stress over each attempt's quality. Just keep trying, and your skills will improve over time. Remember that new skills aren't meant for high-stakes situations. Practicing with big accounts is risky, so start with smaller, safer accounts like regular customers until you get comfortable. Key points. 1. Sales isn't just about closing deals, it's about understanding and addressing client needs. 2. Big sales require a strategic approach and can take months, unlike small sales that are quicker. 3. Closing a deal should focus on building trust, not pushing for immediate commitment. 4. Spin, situation, problem, implication, need payoff, helps identify client needs and guide the sales process. 5. A good sales opening leads to a smooth conversation, focusing on benefits rather than features. 6. Benefits should address the customer's specific needs, not just product features or advantages. 7. Handling objections is about addressing the client's real needs, not just countering their concerns.